Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Healing Relationships. I'm your host, Natasha. I have been scheduled to start this show early January. However, I've been hit with a bad toothache. So I am so sorry to my followers, and I'm currently new to this, so please bear with me, guys, which is no excuse, but my schedule kept changing and changing and changing. Let's just blame it on my bad tooth. That's how life hits us sometimes. We get it with what I call unexpected blows sometimes, but that's what I'm here to talk to you guys about. It may not be with a toothache, but it's with a relationship. So if you guys were in any kind of relationship, or you've been suffering with a broken heart, or you feel that you're unable to cope, this is the show for you. Okay, so let's get started. I'm just so excited right now. So I'm excited because my tooth is much better. So I'm so happy. You guys, when you get to know me and you're going to be hearing me on air, you're going to see that I have a sense of humor. You're going to be laughing, maybe crying. Who knows? Let's get on with this show. Okay, so I want to talk to you about staying strong during a breakup. So many people are suffering in this life. Many people take it for granted when they're in relationships, and they said, well, I've had people come to me recently, a few people that I've known for quite some time. They're in some relationships right now that is toxic. And I asked their permission to speak about their relationships on air. They said, sure, just don't mention our names. But they're definitely going through a lot of pain. And this is why I wanted to do the show, because it's not just people who I know, but it's people who you know, or maybe it could be you yourself. You're going through a lot of pain. But this show right here is for people that are, or that actually they were in a relationship, but they're now apart, they're broken up. This is for you. You're not able to cope right now. You're feeling helpless, you're in pain, you don't know what to do, and you may be saying to yourself, why do I even exist? Why is this so painful? But the first thing I want to talk to you about is how most of us women feel when we're experiencing any kind of hurt or pain due to a breakup, is we begin to feel guilty. And guilt, I want you ladies out there to understand that it's perfectly normal, okay? Don't beat yourself up because you're feeling guilty about leaving a relationship, or even if someone left you. It's part of life. It happens, okay? So the first thing you got to say to yourself, and I do this a lot of time when I'm speaking to people, I'm always telling people to speak to yourself, because it doesn't matter what people say to you or about you, it's what you're saying to yourself and about yourself. So the first thing I want you to say to yourself is that this is part of life. I went through it, I'm going through it, and I'm going to beat this. And it's okay for me to be feeling guilty right now. Okay, just say that to yourself. The second thing I want you guys out there to understand that is that in the midst of feeling guilty, we always tend to point the finger at ourselves, and it's like we go up in this shell that we can't come out because we're beating ourselves up. It's like a victim mentality. And we're like sitting, you can just imagine. I want you all listeners out there, just imagine. Like you're just like, can we use a shell? I love shells. But just imagine yourself like, the shells, they open and close. Just imagine a shell opening up Now you're getting in a get inside the shell. Come on, everyone. I'll give you 30 seconds to do that. Now the shell is closing up. Right? How do you feel in that shell? Can't breathe. Dark. Lonely. You feel with anxiety. Some of you experience pain because you want to get help. But now, the way you got into that shell and it began to close slowly, you're finding it hard to get out of it. You're trying to push the shell up with your hand. Just imagine that you're trying to push. And it may come up a little bit, but, it closes right back. And a lot of us are feeling that way right now. We all tend to hold on to this pain, and it's like we're in that shell, and we feel that we can't come out. And I'm here to tell you today that you can come out that shell. And the first thing I want you all to know out there that is suffering from any kind of pain, any kind of guilt, emotional pain right now, is that you can come out of that shell. You're not going to stay stuck in that shell forever. It feels like it. I know it feels lonely in there. It's dark. You can't breathe. That's part of anxiety. You're feeling like you don't have anybody to talk to. No connections, but I'm here to let you know that you have someone here, and I'm so happy that you tuned into the show. Because not everybody has someone to speak that they can talk to. They have people, but sometimes the people that they speak to don't want to hear anything that they have to say. Trust me, I know about that, okay? And then you have other folks out there that they don't have anybody to talk to. And you have some people that have people to talk to, but they don't necessarily trust those individuals. Okay, so this is why it's just so a blessing that we can all just listen to one another, us women. And it's why you can call into the show if you want to. I don't mind. We can chit-chat, but I just want to get this message out, and I want to speak to the people out there that are suffering right now from a breakup that they recently experienced, okay? All right, so you're going to go through the guilt. You're going to be questioning, why did this happen? Why? Bad enough you're feeling guilty, but that why question always seems to come. Bad enough you're saying to yourself, I should have did this better. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Oh, I wish I would have been like this person. Oh, I should have did this. I should have said this. It's over with and it's done with. The thing is, we're going to have to start now, and we're going to have to start today. You see, the reason why I'm saying we, because I'm working with you. You're not alone in this. Okay? So let's kind of like imagine ourselves in that shell. And now that you're hearing me here right now on the airwaves, you're going to push that shell up. Now, it may still feel heavy. Some people feel like I'm trying. It's not budging at all. Trust me. I've been there, done that. I know how that feels. And if some of you are able, you get a little air. You're like, okay, good. Because we're going to help one another. Okay, so. And how are we going to do that? We're going to do a lot of these, what I call visionary. I call it my little visionary shells. That's what I call it. It's a long story. That's another topic. I don't want to get into that because I don't have that much time left. So we'll talk more about that in the upcoming shows because I know you guys are like, what is she talking about? We're definitely going to talk more about that in my upcoming shows. But right now, I want you to know that you're not alone right now. That pain, he left you. You left him because you couldn't tolerate him no more. He wasn't listening to you. He didn't show you the love that you wanted him to show to you, that love that you yearned for. It was not there. He didn't take you out. He didn't show you enough attention. He didn't give you enough love. You just had to make that decision to leave, but it's painful. You may be feeling guilty. You may be feeling lonely. You may be feeling like, you can't go on, but I'm here to tell you that you can go on. Ladies, to those of you out there who had a man walk out on you. Don't worry about it. And you know why I say it like that? Because that shell, remember earlier we spoke about the shell, you're pushing it up. It seems like it's heavy. And it's going to get lighter. He walked out on you, and you're thinking it's something that you did. I should have been a better woman. Maybe I should have listened to him better. Maybe I didn't give him what I want. What did I do wrong? Maybe I don't look right. Maybe I don't have the right personality. I want you to know that it's not your fault. Stop beating yourself up over it. Stop feeling guilty, okay? It is not your fault. It's part of life, but it's not your fault. We cannot control everything that life brings to us. We can't. We can't control every situation that happens in life. We can't control it. It's out of our hands. But we can control the way we respond to things. In other words, if someone steps on your feet and you got a new pair of shoes on, okay, or maybe you have a beautiful dress that you have on and someone spills juice, you don't have to knock the person out or yell. I mean, your reaction may be like, this is my shoes. This is my dress. What are you doing? Ah! Then there's going to be problems. And the other person that's going, oh, let's not even talk about what the other person might do. But we know what you're going to do if that person reacts, because you're already hurt because somebody spilled something on your dress and stepped all over your new shoes. So we already know what's going to happen, you know, with you and what you're going to do to that individual. That's all we need to know. Let's not reminisce or even think about what happened to us in the past, if that has happened to you before. Or maybe it hasn't happened to you and you're just thinking like, yeah, because if that person did this to me, so of course my response is going to be, so we're not going to go there. Beep, I'm not going to say it, okay? So let's get back to my point. And what I'm trying to say to you is that we can't control everything that happens in life. And the things that we can't control is the thing that keep us stressed out. It's the thing that gives us anxiety. And we go into a deep depression. And some people are depressed right now because it's something that was out of their hands. They couldn't control it. And they never forgave themselves. Oh, but the person that I was with didn't understand me. The person that I was with just moved on with their lives. And then you couldn't come back full force in a positive manner. Instead, some of you out there started drinking a lot. Some of you are overly sexually active. Party, excessive partying just to get your mind off things, working all the time to get your mind off things. And I want to say to all of you who are broken up, I had experienced this recent breakup with your partner or someone that you was dating, maybe you recently divorced with someone. I just want to let you know that it is not your fault. It's a learning experience. And I know people say, I've had some people say, it's easy said than done. See, but the thing is, easy said than done, but it is done, okay? So the thing is now, how are we going to fix it? The things that we have to fix, we have to say it. The only thing, we have to say it in a different manner. And other things, we got to begin to fix what was broken by speaking to ourselves. That's what we got to do. And we have to get our mind focused, and we have to stop beating ourselves up. We have to stop blaming others for the way we feel and take responsibility for ourselves. See, the thing is, I know if you're in a recent battle with yourself and the mind and you're hurting right now and you're thinking, like, my heart is broken right now. What is she saying? I can't even get out of bed. I feel your pain. I understand. I want to say to those ladies out there that you will get better. Although it feels like you won't, you will get better. You will overcome this. If you have to cry, please cry. But it's not normal to cry every single day, all day, all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And some of you may need to speak to somebody. Maybe you need a counselor, maybe a friend, a therapist. Speak to someone in your church, at your local church. But talk to someone. Get it out. You can always contact me on my website, tmcoaching.net. Okay, leave me a message, and I will respond back to you at my earliest convenience. My heart goes out to you, but I want you to know, and this is the only thing I can say when you're feeling that you can't get out of bed, that you will not feel this way forever. So don't go thinking that you have to go and indulge in drinking or be in bed, missing your appointments, not going to work, not handling business, not able to clean up. You may, it's normal, like I say, it's perfectly normal. It's our human emotions. We're all born with it to feel this way, but it won't last forever. You understand? It feels like it right now. This is for the people that's currently going through it, the ladies that is currently, they're in bed right now. All you can do is listen to the sound of my voice. But when I'm off air, you got to deal with the rest of the night. You got to deal with tomorrow and then the rest of the week. I want you to hear what I'm saying right now. Speak to yourself and say, I feel like this, and it feels so painful, but it will not last forever. I feel guilty, but this guilty feeling that I'm experiencing, that I'm feeling right now, will not last forever. It won't. I'm telling you, ladies, it will not last. You're going to breathe again. You're gonna have that joy back into your life. You're going to be okay. You just got to know that to know the know the know. And I know you can't even feel anything right now, but just know that you will get better. You have to trust in yourself, okay? If you're out there and you believe in God, pray to God. Meditation, that's another show that I'm definitely going to be talking about throughout my shows, my upcoming shows, meditation. It's part of the healing process, talking to someone, doing things. So I just want to encourage all of you ladies out there that can't move or that you're working constantly to get your mind off a situation, off a breakup, because you left the person, that person left you. You have to deal with the root of the problem, or you're going to walk around frustrated. You're going to walk around sad. You're not going to be yourself. You may not even be conscious of it. Some people are not. They walk around in life, and when they get their alone time, they're saying, what is wrong with me? I'm working, but I'm not having fun. I'm around people, but I'm not having fun. Some people fall into a depression, and I'm no therapist or no psychiatrist. And if you feel that it's to that degree, I would suggest that you ladies out there seek that kind of help. But I am a relationship coach, and I coach people who feel pain because they're in broken relationships, or they experienced a broken relationship that left them wounded. So when they have a new relationship, the next relationship that they go into seems like the last one because there was unfinished business. Nobody ever dealt with the root of the problem. And it's very important, very, 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 very important that we deal with the root of the problem so that we can bring forth healing. It brings forth emotional healing. Okay, so my heart goes out to those of you who are feeling the emotional pain right now. So I want to let you know, the first thing you got to do is understand that it's perfectly normal to feel guilty right now. It's okay. And number two, understand that things will get better. It will get better. Number three, you have to speak to yourself. And I know I'm kind of speed talking right now, but I don't have that much time. I have about, what, 9 minutes left. And I just want you guys to know that when you begin to speak to yourself, sometimes you're going to feel like, I'm speaking to myself, but it ain't working because I still feel like crap. I'm in pain. This lady don't understand that I'm speaking to myself, but I still feel like I would never go to bed, or I still feel like I'm just going to work 2-3 hour shift. I'm going to put in more time. And some of you out there wonder, maybe that's why I'm frustrated all the time. Maybe that's why I'm always yelling at everybody. It's a lot of unresolved issues, and it could be relationships, not just with your partner, but it could be within your family, with your friends. All right. Everyone's heart gets broken at some point in their life, and we all experience that kind of pain, and I'm here to help you guys, okay? So know that that guilty feeling is going to turn your pain. Okay, listen to this. I got to say this one more time. I'm going to say it slowly. That guilty feeling that you're feeling is going to turn your pain into power. See, I don't have a lot of time to get into that, but I'm just going to just share this a little bit with you. How and what is she talking about? Because when you begin to experience the healing, what you thought that you couldn't bear turns into your strength. Because the thing that you thought was breaking you was actually making you. Okay? So when you're feeling guilty, sometimes, I know this sounds crazy and you might be like, what is she saying? But sometimes it's a good thing, because out of guilt, out of pain, out of hurt comes power, comes boldness. You're going to become more strong and bold when you begin to receive your healing. You're going to get through this. You are. I don't care if a boss says something to you and you are feeling so hurt, you don't want to go to work, and you may take it out on your neighbors, your friends, your family, because that boss hurt you. You're going to get that healing. It could be with someone that left you. You're going to get that healing. That emotional healing, I'm telling you to say, I will be healed emotionally. Now, this requires work, of course, okay? I just want to let you ladies out there know, like, not a what time take it. Like, oh, what did you have done? I said everything, and I'm saying this, and I'm still not healed, because it requires a lot of discipline, okay? A lot of discipline. Some people, when they experience a breakup, and I can speak for myself, they become very angry and they want revenge. Okay, and if you're broken up with someone and you feel that they should understand you more, and you're upset because they don't understand you, and you become bitter and angry, just take deep breaths and then breathe out. So you want to inhale in for at least 10 to 12 seconds and slowly breathe out. Okay? You want to find someone that you can talk to. You want to listen to words that encourage you, to people that will encourage you. You want to be around just a positive environment when you're feeling angry. And even those of you who are feeling like you can't get out of bed, listen to people that is going to encourage you and lift you up. And I want you to know that it's not the end of the world. These feelings that you're experiencing, like you can't get out of bed, you feel guilty, you feel like it's your fault, you feel like the pain will never end. Let me tell you something. That pain that you are experiencing right now will not last forever. I mean, it will not last forever. It may feel like it, but it's not going to last forever. You know, it's just a process that you're going to have to go through, okay? So the guilty feeling is normal, and it's just a learning experience that you're going through right now, okay? And you're going to come out on top. But there's some things that you have to do, and I don't have that much time. I wanted to get into some more, but the time is running. I wanted to get into some more steps, but I can see that I'm running out of time. So in my next show, we're going to, I guess there'll be a part two. Okay, we're going to have a part two, ladies. So get ready for part two, and I want you ladies to stay strong. And I hope that this show was very encouraging to you all out there, okay? Stay encouraged and stay strong and know that the pain will not last forever. This is Natasha signing off until next time. Love you much.